I give now the floor to the representative of China.
Mr. President, I thank you for convening today's emergency meeting. I thank USG Mr. Feldman for his briefing. I listened carefully to the statements by the representatives of Israel and Palestine. China is closely following the recent developments in the Israeli-Palestinian situation. In spite of repeated calls from the international community, Israel has continued with its large-scale area bombardments against Gaza and has launched a ground invasion into Gaza, leading to heavy civilian casualties, including those of women and children. China is deeply concerned and grieved at this development. China condemns any abuse of force. Whatever the excuses, any action that causes heavy casualties among innocent civilians is unacceptable. Instead of solving problems, force will only lead to more bloodshed and destruction and greater hatred. We are disappointed that the humanitarian truce did not lead to a sustained ceasefire. We urge parties concerned to immediately cease hostilities, withdraw their ground troops from Gaza, completely lift the blockade against Gaza, and give access to UN and other international humanitarian aid agencies so as to ease the misery of the local population. China supports efforts by the Security Council to take necessary actions, take a strong stand on the Gaza situation, promote alleviation of the tension, prevent more civilian casualties, and maintain peace and stability in the Middle East. China appreciates and supports the diplomatic mediation efforts by the international community, including by the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, Egypt, and other regional countries and the Arab League, to de-escalate the current situation. The imperative at this stage is that the Israeli and Palestinian parties must respond positively to the international community's ceasefire initiative and good offices, immediately achieve a ceasefire, and avoid any military ground operations, rocket firings, and other actions that may lead to further escalations in tension. China is in close contact with parties concerned to push for an Israeli and Palestinian ceasefire. A deputy foreign minister of China has just met separately in China with envoys and representatives of Israel, Palestine, Egypt, and other Arab countries and the Arab League, and is deeply engaged with them. The Chinese special envoy on the Middle East is, as we speak, in Israel and Palestine on a shuttle mission of good offices, pushing for peace and dialogue. We will also send another tranche of humanitarian aid to Palestine to ease the humanitarian difficulties on Gaza. China is ready to maintain communication with concerned parties, including Arab countries, and make unremitting efforts to ease the Israeli and Palestinian situation and maintain peace and stability in the region. The question of Palestine remains the core of the Middle East question. A protracted stalemate in the Middle East peace process is not conducive to peace and stability in the Middle East region. The re-emergence of conflict in Gaza highlights the importance and urgency of a solution of the Palestinian question in the current situation in the region. The international community must redouble its efforts to push for meaningful initiatives on both sides so as to re-establish mutual trust, resume dialogue as soon as possible, and achieve substantial progress. As the dominant force, Israel must take proactive actions and create necessary conditions for the relaunch of peace talks. China firmly supports Palestine's just cause of restoration of their legitimate national rights. We support the establishment of a fully sovereign and independent Palestinian state on the 1967 border and with East Jerusalem as its capital. We support the admission of Palestine into the UN and other international organizations. Thank you, Mr. President.